If you haven't seen the Caitlin Miracle, the DVD, the little 30-minute thing, you ought to get it. It shows pictures of my daughter and my other wife, Betty, and it shows the car and everything and what it all looked like. I mean, that car was totally destroyed. But let me tell you, I had no idea, and they had no idea when they left that morning, in 2 hours they would be in heaven. No idea. You don't have any idea. But here, he says, we don't know when the Lord is coming back. But for some of us, it could be today. I hope it's not. But look what he says after verse 25. After he tells you to go to church, look what he says next in verse 26. For if we sin willfully after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for that sin. So I told you to go to church and you said, nope, I ain't going. I know I'm supposed to, but I ain't going. Uh-oh. There ain't no sacrifice for that sin no more. Look what he says, verse 27. But a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation which shall devour the adversary. Do you want to be called God's adversary? Do you know when you're disobedient, you're His adversary? You may be one of His children. But you're His adversary. It'd be just like me and Cheryl. Whenever she loves me with all her heart until I do something she don't like, and then I'm her adversary and she wants to eat me up. You know what I mean, young lady? You ever had that kind of feeling toward your husband? Oh, maybe I shouldn't say that. Put you on the spot. But you know, you girls, there's every one of you been times your husband done something you didn't like, right? Sure. No, let's don't say all the time. Let's don't go that far. We say, Lord, thank you for our wives. We love them. We're going to walk holy and obedient to your word. But he says, after verse 27, look what he says in verse 28. He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Look what he says in the next verse. Of how much more sore punishment, suppose you, shall he be thought worthy who has trodden underfoot the Son of God, and hath counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing, and hath done despite unto the Spirit of grace. Now he's talking about disobedient Christians. Verse 30. For we know him that hath said, vengeance belongs to me. I will recompense, saith the Lord, and again the Lord will judge who? His people. Do you want to be cut off by the Lord? Do you want to live a long, healthy life? Then you better start reading this book and obeying this book. Is that the message you're getting back there, brother? Is that what God's saying? I see you're shaking your head. That you really believe that? Yeah, I do too. I guarantee I believe that. So, he tells us what to do. But if we obey him, don't we like the part where he says, if we obey him, I will take all sickness away from you and you won't have any. Don't you like that?
I love that.
Oh, I love that. I'd love to live the rest of my life long and healthy and no doctor's bills. Wouldn't you? Hey, praise the King. Well, you can. All you got to do is obey. But I'm going to tell you, anytime any kind of sickness or disease or pain or anything begins to come upon you, the first thing you need to do is say, Lord, what did I do wrong? What did I do wrong? Somebody said, well, I didn't do nothing wrong. Let me tell you, you done something wrong. God does not give you a spanking unless you do something wrong. Is that right? And he sure is not going to discipline you with sickness and pain in your body unless you've done something wrong. Some people say, I don't believe that, Thurman. I ain't believing that. Well, let me tell you, I'm sorry you don't believe that, but if you want to walk in divine health, you're going to do it his way. And if you obey him and do it his way and walk in love, and you need to always say, "My wife, I love my wife. She's a sweetheart." And you need to say, my husband, I love him. He's a sweetheart. You need to not say, he does things wrong. She does things wrong. That's sin. You need to repent. I'm serious. See, God said in this book, and in Ephesians 10:25. In fact, Dave, let's go over there right quick. Let me show what the Lord says there in Ephesians 5:25. Ephesians 5:25. What does this say? Husbands, what's the first word there? Husbands, do what? Love your wives. And then he tells you how to do it. As Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, the church. Now, any man that loves his wife like that is going to have a happy wife. You know that?
Yes.
If she's loved like that, she's going to be a happy girl? And I'm going to take you to 1 Peter 3. And in 1 Peter 3, I'm going to show you what happens when you don't do it God's way. 1 Peter 3. Start with verse 1. 1 Peter 3. Verse 1. Now, something's wrong there. We got the right caption on the top, but we got the wrong scripture there. We got the... Now we're going to do it again. We're going to get it just right here. It's going to work. Praise the King. I love these things, but being able to put the scripture on the board. I love having it where I can read it here where I don't have to turn around there and see it there. But I love it up there because you can see it. 1 Peter 3 says, likewise, we're going to talk about the girls this time. The girl said, you could have left that out. That's okay. Likewise, you wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any... I don't know what caused it to do that, but we're going to have to go back where we was there. We're going to get it in just a second.
That word own is funny, isn't it? Your own husband, is it you?
That's the only one you got to obey, is your own husband. You don't have to obey no other husband, no other man. It's been taught in the church that women have to be subject to all men. That's not true. It's the wife has to be subject to her husband. The woman is equal to a man in the church. I mean, if a woman and another man, they're equal. God's word says you're equal. But when it talks about husbands and wives, there's a whole different ballgame here. Likewise, you wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they also may, without the word, be won by the conversation of the wife, while they behold your chaste conversation coupled with fear. In other words, that's a gentle, quiet, meek, wonderful, gentle spirit that wife has for her husband, even when he's an unbeliever. And by that, she may stand a very good chance of winning him into the kingdom. Now then, if she's that little hell-raising woman, every time he says something, she comes back with those nasty comments, she ain't never going to win that boy into the kingdom, so she can forget it. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wife be to their own husbands in
everything.
You notice the man spoke up there, right? In everything. Wives have to be subject to their own husbands in everything. Now, I mean, is that written?
Yes.
Hard to mess that up. Now then, see, when we learn the truth and when we become obedient to the truth and obey God's word, then it just blesses your socks off. God will bless you. And go on to the next verse. And it says, whose adorning, let it not be that outward adorning of plaiting the hair, wearing of gold, or putting on of apparel, but let it be the hidden man of the heart, in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which in the sight of God is of great price. So you girls, if you meet that criteria right there, God really happy with you. Do you want God to be happy with you? Amen. And verse 5 and 6, then it says, for after this manner in the old time, the holy women also who trusted in God adorned themselves, being in subjection unto their own husbands, even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, or Master. And I might ask, when's the last time you called your husband Lord? Now, every once in a while, I'm just kidding you, but this really happens. Every once in a while, my wife, when I do something or say something she doesn't like, she looks over at me and says, she says, yes, Lord. But still she's subject unto God and obeying God. You know, so, I mean, you know, that's at least that's better than reading me the riot acts, right? Instead, she comes back and says, yes, Lord. Oh, me. That gets through to me, too. Even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughter you are, as long as you do well. Now then, if you're like that, is God going to be happy with you?
Certainly.
Absolutely, God's going to be pleased with you. And then let's go on and see what it says on down here a little further. Likewise, you husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge. Now, that's something that most men never spend enough time learning what makes their wife work. Most men think that the wives are like them. And that's not true, guys. Your wife does not think like you do. They're hard to figure out, but that's okay. That's why God says you're to live with them according to knowledge. And the more knowledge you have about the way she thinks and works, the better will be your life at home. Is that right? You don't ever miss getting her an anniversary gift. Don't ever miss giving her a birthday card. Oh, but you need to know what makes her tick. And let me tell you, women like birthday cards. Women like anniversary gifts. Women like to be taken out to dinner on their anniversary. Women love you telling them how pretty they are. Women love when you get up in the morning. A while ago when I walked in there, my wife was standing there doing her face. I walked in. I said, honey, you look beautiful today. Wow. She said, you're a smart man. Do you agree with her?
Absolutely.
She loves that, doesn't she? She does. And I know she loves that. I know that pleases her. And I know when I do that and make her happy, I know it makes God happy. And so I'm interested in keeping God happy. It says here, as unto the weaker vessel and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. Now, guys, do you want your prayer to be answered?
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.